Bezras Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Lamed Vav in Maseches Beitza is an application of the halachos of Graf Shel Rei and some details about taking out the garbage on Shabbos. We learned in our Daf an important heter. The heter is that even though there are things that are Muktza Machmas Gufo, for example excrement, or for that matter the utensil of excrement, called the Graf Shel Rei, because there are things that have a bad odor or extremely displeasing to people. In the past we've discussed cleaning off the table and the discussion of Chaim Kanievsky that he argued even things that are displeasing to people that are sitting on the Shabbos table, leftover food, also has a din of Graf Shel Rei. But let's focus on the garbage. So then in such a case, the halachi is that one is allowed to move them. Rashi says on our daf, Lo tziyuhu d'shari le mishum kvodo, because of the concept of Kavod HaBrios. This is referred to by Poskim as the heter of Kavod HaBrios, which allows one to be metaltel something that's Muktza Machmas Gufo. So therefore, the Gemara tells us beferish that a bedpan and excrement, one would be allowed to move. And therefore, bottom line, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that there are times if one has a Graf Shel Rei on Shabbos, so then in such a case, one would be able to remove that Graf Shel Rei on Shabbos. That's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. In Shin Ches Sif Lamedal, Kol Dover Mevtunuf Kigon Rei Kivitzoa, Bein Shaldam Bein Shantar Negolim, Im Hoyu Bechotzi Shiosh Vibba Mutu Lotzim Lashma Lebeis Hakise. Then you're allowed to take them out to the garbage. So that applies, Halacha Lamaiska, the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa points out, in. And that's why the Shmir Shabbos Kilchas and Perichav Beis Pasuk Beis says Kol Davar Mitunif Hanimtze B'Shabbos V'Makom Shebo Hu Mafriyas Adam. If it's something that's disgusting, including which garbage that presents a bad odor, Afilu Berachov Shebnei Adam Ovrim O Shemagiyem Imenu Reach Ra Lo Adam Hanimtze B'Sviva Afal B'Shemuktzu Mutar Lefanosa. Even if it's Muktza, you would, despite the fact it's Muktza, you're allowed to move it, afilu biyado la ashpo le beis hakise, you're allowed to move it to the garbage, and if there's an appropriate eruv, that will mean you could throw it out to the garbage as well. To this day, there is a big discussion what qualifies as a graf shel rei. The Sefer Archa Shabbos, taking the approach of Reb Shmuel Orbach Shlita, seems to be quite machmer that only if it creates a real foul odor will be a problem. However, in a discussion with Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and as well as with my great Rebbe Rav Nevensal Shlita, they're more broad in their definition of Graf Shel Rei, and they say that things that really disturb a person would very well qualify, an average person would qualify as a Graf Shel Rei. So therefore, if there is a garbage bag, the garbage has now been full. Certainly, if it's producing a bad odor that would be disturbing to people, it could be removed and thrown into the garbage. The garbage bag for sure falls into the category of a Graf Shel Rei. What happens, sometimes the garbage is really heavy, the bag is really heavy, or the bag is likely to break, that often people will carry the garbage itself out. So here, there's another important halacha in the Shmira Shabbos Kilchasa, in Perichav Beis, halacha, Mem Dalad and Mem Hei, where the Shmira Shabbos has a fascinating chidush. How do we look at the garbage can itself? Of course, during the period that the garbage is holding something that's Muktza Machmas Gufo garbage, of course, it would qualify as a buses to that garbage. And if during Bein HaShmashos it had garbage inside, so then it could very well qualify as a buses. Does the garbage can, though, also qualify, and we'll deal with this issue first before the issue of buses, does it also qualify as a Graf Shel Rei? Now, that's an important question, because when it comes to Graf Shel Rei, here we have the following problem after you go to the garbage. And this is a point that the Poskim do not discuss Lania's Daiti in enough detail, and is something I'd like to add to the Olam HaTorah and to keep in mind in terms of common practice. We see in our Gemara Lamed Vav Amud Beis that when you take out the Graf Shel Rei, you're allowed to take it out in its normal fashion, empty it from its disgusting garbage, and then what about carrying the Graf Shel Rei right now? Isn't carrying the Graf Shel Rei a problem vis-a-vis the fact that the Graf Shel Rei itself is Muktza, and the heter that you had was only beforehand to get rid of it? But now, how could you take it back? So the Gemara tells us that you're allowed to take it back if you're bringing water. If you're bringing water inside, then in such a case, Chazal were makel and say that you're allowed to bring it agav hamayim. Today, would that be an issue in regards to taking back the actual garbage can itself? So Shmuel Shabbos Kilchasa has a fascinating heter for that issue. And if you're not familiar with our Gemara, it would not be clear what the Shmuel Shabbos is driving at in the second edition, Perech of Beis, Halacha Memhe. The Shmuel Shabbos Kilchasa makes the following distinction. He points out that in Hilchos Brachos, in Simen Pei Zayin, where there's a prohibition to daven or say brachos in front of a graf shorei, the halacha differentiates between different types of material. If we're talking about one that's made of wood or made of earthenware, then it absorbs the excrement and so on, and then in such a case will be prohibited. However, if we're talking about one that is made of glass, in such a case glass is not an absorbent according to the basic halacha, and therefore if the glass is cleaned out, so then in such a case you're allowed to daven in front of it. Hence, the Shmir Shabbos writes the following, Vim kelim ela asuyim chomer acher me'asher meteches emilo plastic, if it's not made out of metal or plastic, which are not absorbents, ein heter lachzirim lekoma, then you can't return it. Now, most of our garbages are made out of, garbage cans, are made out of either metal or plastic. Therefore, the stringency of our Gemara does not apply because the garbage does not have a din of a graf shorei. If, however, it's made out of another type of material, let's say it was a box that was used to hold the garbage, so then in such a case, a cardboard box, there would be one more eitzah that one should keep in mind. And that is that as long as one does not put it down, the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch is that our Gemara only applies if you've put it down. If you're still holding it, so then in such a case, it will be permissible to return. Hence, if one is going to the garbage, so then in such a case, if it doesn't fall into the category of the Heter or Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, the best thing is that when you're pouring it out into the public garbage, of course, in a place of where there's an absolutely kosher Eruv, so then in such a case, one should be careful to hold on to the can itself and not put it down, because otherwise there might be a problem. I'd like to suggest a possible reason as well that one should hold on to the can, and that is the following. The Mishnah Brura points out in Simen Pei Zayin, the source of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa's heter, that this heter of those things that are not absorbent only applies, says the Mishnah Brura, in Sif Katan Vav, if the actual the graf shorei is entirely clean. If it's glass and entirely clean, then in such a case it would not be a problem. However, if we're talking about where it's dirty, so then in such a case, in Hilchos Tefila, it would still have a din of graf shorei, even though it's made out of something that's not an absorbent. Often, what happens is the plastic garbage cans often still have other garbage that's inside. It retains the odor, and I'm not convinced that in all instances, yes, the yesod is that plastic is not an absorbent, but if it's dirty, it could very well be that it still has a din of graf shorei. So, of course, the great Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa of Neuver Tzatzal was makel in a blanket manner, but one can ask if his heter applies in cases where the plastic or metal garbage are actually still dirty. Maybe it does have a din of graf shorei, and then one would need to be holding on to it and not put it down. And since it started beheter, we allow you to finish it beheter. One more point in regards to garbages. There's been a big discussion in the Beis Medrash of Nativ Aryeh that Rav Chizkio Nevenzal raised based on one of the issues that one of the boys had raised. Rav Chizkio pointed out that it could very well be that the garbages themselves, especially as emphasized by the Sefer Arche Shabbos, it might be dependent on the previous issue that I had contrasted the Arche Shabbos' approach versus what I heard from Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Rav Nevenzal Shlita Sr. If you take the approach that when it comes to the garbage, that the garbage, until it becomes a foul odor, is considered muktzeh machmas gufo, Rav Chizkio has raised the question of how it would be permissible to use a garbage drawer. At the end of the day, the garbage drawer is holding the garbage can, which is holding the garbage bag, which is all full of stuff that's muktzeh machmas gufo. What is the heter to open and close such a thing on Shabbos, Rav Chizkiyahu added. According to Chizkio, therefore there will be a shaila even moving a garbage can altogether on Shabbos until it finally becomes a graf shel ri'i, then it will be mutter to move. This Bezer Hashem is the outline of some of the basic issues of the garbage and taking it out on Shabbos.